Was ist kulturelles
Conhecimento
Fachwissen?
Cultural expertise is not an entirely new concept, but somehow the social sciences never defined it. At the beginning of the 21st century, when European societies perceived a new struggle with the unprecedented migration flow, socio-legal scholars began to conceptualize cultural expertise. Livia Holden, Oxford University, formulated a first definition of cultural expertise in 2009.
We defined cultural expertise as the special knowledge that enables social legal scholars, experts in non-European laws and culture, or more generally speaking, cultural mediators, the so-called cultural brokers, to locate and describe relevant facts in light of the particular background of the claimants and litigants and for the use of the court.
Cultural expertise is different from cultural defense.
Cultural expertise is different from the concept of cultural defense because cultural defense is a particular kind of cultural expertise in which the social legal knowledge, anthropological knowledge, or the special knowledge is offered to the service of the defense.
Unlike cultural defense, cultural expertise ought to be neutral, no matter whether it is requested by the courts or by the parties. What is cultural expertise useful for? This is the question that social scientists ask at EuroExpert.
I don't have a marriage certificate and now that my husband died, I don't know how to get his inheritance. We don't have nothing anymore. If we do not die of starvation before, the army will kill us.
Ordu bizi öldürür.
DİKOM. They came, they showed me papers, they told me it's their land but it belongs to my people, make them respect the treaty.
Ya jurnalist.
I am a journalist. I write what I see, but they say I will end up like all the traitors who insult their own country.
Authorities all over the world scrutinize the validity of law practices that follow diasporas, mass migration, and ancestral rights. For example, the legal validity of customary practices, their compatibility with human rights, the level of persecution that a certain group suffers in their country of origin, and the extent of application in treaties protecting indigenous rights. As a result, Livia Holden reformulated cultural expertise as an umbrella definition, which responds to increasing variety of legal situations encountered all over the world, both in court and out of court.
Now, when we look at cultural expertise as an umbrella definition, we think about the deployment of socio-anthro-legal knowledge to assist the resolution of disputes and the claim of rights, both in court and out of court.
Susan Hirsch, George Mason University, argues for the need of cultural expertise as an instrument of training and capacity building.
In many administrative settings, in legal procedures, well before the courtroom, in the reception of migrants, in shaping public discourse, in training personnel, in legislation. And so opening up the frame of applicability for cultural expertise is, in my view, very constructive.
Cultural experts are routinely appointed in UK courts. But what happens in other countries? Giuliana Civinini, president of the tribunal in Pisa, says that judges have the capacity to appoint cultural experts in Italy.
Proceeding where the judge has ex officio powers, the judge can understand if there is the need of cultural expertise, can propose to the parties the issue, and can find the road to introduce cultural diversity in trial.
Stanislao Borges, University of Turin, sees cultural expertise as an instrument that can contribute to judicial fairness.
Cultural expertise is, in fact, a systematic effort to boost people's subjective experience of fairness. This is why you come to the court to explain the specific background of the litigant to boost their voice.
Anabella Leal, University of Porto, says that cultural expertise allows for scrutinizing the reception of social diversity in the European legal context.
The theoretical debate on cultural diversity illustrates the complexity of issues arising from the protection of cultures in the context of modern state theory and modern democracies.
Social scientists have also investigated the liminal areas between state law and law practices followed by minorities in smaller communities. Helen Ratiomitaki, University of Athens, talks about the new knowledge and capacity developed by mediators on Greek islands, and says that cultural expertise should not be confined to the courtroom.
There is also some groups, NGOs and some lawyers, who have this transnational sensibility. And they are the ones locally engaged, both in the islands and in Athens.
Sociolegal research in France and Belgium shows that cultural expertise is needed to counter cultural stereotyping within the judiciary. Anne Wefkins, CNRS, exemplifies the patronizing attitude of judges while hearing claimants' accounts of sorcery and witchcraft.
The father from Congolese origin explained to the judge that he feared his wife was using sorcery against him. He was almost laughed at by the judge who patronized him, explaining to him that such beliefs were totally irrational.
João Lopes Teixeira, University of Porto, argues that despite their lack of specialized training, non-professional cultural mediators provide crucial services in Portugal.
That is perhaps and potentially one of the advantages of non-professionalized profiles, because they are very plastic, flexible, in between. So they can work more easily in certain aspects.
Cultural expertise was also experimented in Indonesia as a tool to accommodate international human rights in Islamic courts. Yuis Nur Lilawati, University Islam Negeri Yogyakarta, says that certain judges in Islamic courts are acutely aware of the need to use cultural expertise for protecting women's rights.
So, I want to show that the judges in Indonesia really understand the cultural values in the society, and their cultural understanding serves as the basis for their decisions.
A comprehensive definition of cultural expertise provides a more inclusive instrument to assist dispute resolution. Therefore, as social legal realities evolve, so will the definition of cultural expertise. This was What is Cultural Expertise? First podcast by EuroExperts.